Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Made for Life, the radio program sponsored by Marriage and Family Ministries. I'm Amanda Thompson, and I'll be your host for a special program today on divorce ministry. And I am blessed to have Maryville Torres, my colleague from Marriage and Family Ministries, with me here today in the studio. Welcome, Maryville.
Good morning.
Maryville is the Divorce Support Ministry Coordinator for our department, Marriage and Family Ministries. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, thank you for having me in your program. Well, I'm from Puerto Rico. I moved to Chicago a little over 20 years ago. I have an undergrad in social work, and I am presently pursuing my master's degree in pastoral studies from Catholic Theological Union. I'm a single divorced mom of two children, and I have been blessed to be working for the Marriage and Family Ministries office for 17 years.
17 years. You must think, where did the time go?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that's great. Well, it's so nice to have you here in the studio with us today. Can you tell about the work that you do for the Archdiocese?
Sure. I started coordinating divorce ministry in 2009, in Spanish at that time, as a way to respond to the need of divorced Latinos throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. Presently, I coordinate the ministry in English and Spanish. And the main focus of this ministry is to assist parishes that are interested in forming divorce support groups in which men and women, Catholics or non-Catholics, that are in the process of divorce or have been divorced for a long time, but they still need to work on their loss, can find a compassion, support, and guidance to cope and overcome the grieving process, and to know that they are welcome in the church as sons and daughters of God.
That's so good. And I think about the year of the Strong Catholic Parent. One of the initiatives that I coordinate, Strong Catholic Families, Strong Catholic Youth, we're in the process of asking parents and families what they need from the parish. And this is so nice because this is a resource that they can use in their parish if they have divorced families, and I'm sure that they do because
right.
Every parish does. Mm-hmm. So tell me more about forming the group. Who runs the support groups?
Well, divorce support groups are run by lay ministers and volunteers that have been trained through the Marriage and Family Ministries office. Usually there's 3 to 6 facilitator in each team, and members of these teams are in constant communication with the office, with me, to make sure that the meetings are running, are going well, and to provide additional resources if needed. The priest is always aware of how these meetings are going.
That's good. So they know that they're happening. And how often do these meetings occur?
Well, usually once a week. If we are giving the or providing the Divorce and Beyond program in Spanish or in English, it's once a week and it can last for a little less than 3 months. Participants are welcome to repeat the program 2 times, even 3 times, but not more than that.
Yeah, so it's not like AA where it goes on year after year. It's really a 3-month type of process to go through.
Right. It's a temporary help.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. And how about, tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, about the ministry, well, pretty much all the services that are provided through divorce ministry is to facilitate personal growth for these men and women. Because according to statistics, more or less, and like around 80% of individuals that are divorced today, eventually they will remarry. And remarried couples may run the risk of divorcing again if they don't take the time to heal and work on themselves. So in other words, the goal of divorce ministry is to prevent future divorces.
That makes a lot of sense. And how many parishes would you say are participating in some sort of support group like this?
Well, it depends. I would say more or less like 10 parishes, but it's spread throughout the archdiocese, where we try to have a team per each vicariate.
Okay.
Of course, if there's parishes that are interested in learning more about how to provide divorce support group in their parishes, and if they have the people, volunteers, and lay ministers that would like to learn, we can set up a training and start, you know, making this happen.
Does the training happen in the parish then? Or does it happen like at the Meyer Center or at Quigley at the pastoral centers?
It varies depending on what is easier for the parish team that wants to be formed. We can take the training to them.
Okay. And is it usually a one-day type of training, a couple of hours, or how does that work?
Well, the initial training, it's a Saturday from 9:30 to 3:30. Now, once we know the people that are interested and committed to form this team, we go to the next step, okay. Like to keep forming, you know, the team. And it takes a while to get this, how this divorce support group works.
Whatever the people's needs are, and you kind of go along with them?
Yes, we go along with how are they understanding how this ministry works in the divorce support groups. And so we go along with how they're doing. If we have to meet a second time, okay. We do so.
Maybe how comfortable they feel, too. If you've had one session and everybody's getting it and feeling comfortable and saying, okay, let's go on to providing the service, or if maybe they say, we need another training after this, we're not feeling totally comfortable, that kind of thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's depending on whatever they need, we go along with that.
Oh, that's great. What a wonderful resource to have in the Archdiocese, too. And most of this stuff is found on the website?
Yes, we have a list of resources that are available for individuals that are looking for any type of help. And for parishes, too, that's a great resource, a way to get the information that they need to serve their people, the individuals that are going through this experience.
Yeah, I think reaching out to this population of people is really important, like you said, because it helps you to heal, because most people do end up remarrying, too,
mm-hmm.
and that they're able to have success in their second marriage as well.
Right.
And in order for that to happen, the healing has to occur.
Yes.
How about with stepchildren and families? How do you handle those situations? Do we have any sort of resources for them?
Well, at this present time, we don't have a program specifically coming from the Marriage and Family Ministries for Children, but there are resources available. One of them being the Step Family websites. They have a lot of information there for Family Life Blended. That's the correct, the website.
Okay, Family Life Blended. So if you were to Google that, that's how you would find it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with Maryville Torres talking about divorce ministry. So please stay tuned.
men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298. Or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
And we are back with Made for Life, and we're talking about divorce ministry. We're blessed to have Maryvel Torres, the coordinator of this ministry, with us. And Maryvel, tell us a little bit about the annulment process, what it means and how it's handled.
Well, the declaration of nullity or annulment, as a lot of people know it, is an investigation to learn if the sacrament of marriage took place as the Catholic Church defines it. It is not to judge people or find out who was right or wrong. This process is very sensitive to the person and the marriage in investigation. Mm-hmm. The first step for someone interested in this process is to make an appointment with their priest or deacon or volunteer that has been trained and approved by the priest to start this conversation. There is an initial application of 6 pages, and it's pretty long, and that needs to be filled out, and they can help with it.
So that's nice, because I think a lot of people find that whole process to be so daunting, and it's going to take so long, and it's going to drag up all these memories of things, and it's going to be so painful. What would you say to someone who says that to you about the annulment process?
Well, to start,
yeah,
little by little, step by step, it may be a long process, and I say it may be, because not all the cases are the same, but you will never know if you don't start, and be realistic, you know, take it little by little. I am not a canon lawyer, and each case is unique, so I cannot elaborate too much about the process, but what I can share is that I personally went through the process, and one thing that I got out of this experience was to have a different perspective on the relationship that ended.
Yeah,
it made me reflect a lot about that, and also I was able to learn more about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the influence of how I was raised by my own family.
Yeah, you know, I was reading an article in America Magazine, and it started out with a guy who was divorcing, and he was finishing up the annulment process. And at first, he was really angry about it, you mm-hmm. know, that it was taking so much time and it was so involved. But by the end of it, he was praising it, saying that it had actually healed his relationship with his ex-wife. They had brought up things that they hadn't talked about or thought about, and it really helped him as he went forward into his second marriage, too. So I think what you're saying is right. I think sometimes living in this culture or society where we want things right now mm-hmm. and everything's so immediate, the thought of taking time, maybe even a year or two, however long it takes, is actually time for God to really heal our hearts.
Right. And you cannot go too fast.
Yeah.
You need time. You need time to reflect on all the questions that are asked, to write your story about what happened.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great opportunity to really view your entire life through the guidance of this process.
Yeah, that is really, I think that's something that our faith does so well. Even I think about the RCIA process and those who are becoming Catholic. I remember one woman saying to me, why can't I just receive the Eucharist right now? And that's about waiting and understanding and learning about the Eucharist. So that way, when you receive it, you're fully aware of what this means. Mm-hmm. And I think when people get to that point, it is so special and so wonderful because they've waited. You know, same thing with the annulment process, too, that you've taken the time and the effort. It wasn't just given to you like that.
Right.
You know, so there's wisdom there. Sometimes That's we right. don't think so, but there is wisdom.
There is. I would like to provide the phone number for the tribunal office. Mm-hmm. They're the experts and they can answer the questions that people have. The number for the tribunal office is 312-534-8280.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Sure. 312-534-8280.
That's good. So people can find out. And I do like that they have trained people who will journey with you on this process mm-hmm. as well. I don't know. I've seen the list at one time or another, and there were, I mean, maybe 30, 40 people who have been trained to walk people through this process. So there's a lot of support out there. You're not going this road alone.
Right. And for people that will like lay ministers that will like to learn how to help individuals that would like to start this type of process, then again, through the tribunal, they will train.
Oh, that's
these
nice
people.
Too.
I mean, so that's good for parishes to know, for priests to know. That is, if they have someone in particular in their parish mm-hmm. that they would like to have that person train,
yeah.
that person can help the priest serve the individuals that are interested in this process.
That's great, especially people who have had a good experience. A lot of times you'll want to go back and help others
right.
too. So that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So on the flip side of this is, what do you recommend for couples who are in trouble, couples who are experiencing struggles, and they're not that who doesn't experience struggles, but those that seem a little extreme, like they could be heading down the road towards divorce if they don't start doing things differently. What do you recommend for them?
Well, I do believe that married couples can protect their marriages by being proactive. Mm-hmm. Why wait until the situation is out of hand? That, you know, the problems, it's gone to a level of crisis. So invest in their relationship to make the relationship, the marriage stronger is crucial. And that can be done by, you know, attending an educational program. Have an older couple as a mentor.
That's what I love. Mm-hmm. And that's something I also think could come out of Strong Catholic Families, too, is we really try and get on the Strong Catholic Family team some empty nesters, older couples who could mentor some of these younger couples, too.
Right.
That would be really helpful. 'Cause mm-hmm. I think even just seeing an older couple who has made it through the struggles of raising children and finances, and that there is another side to this.
Right.
You know, you will actually get through this, mm-hmm. but it will take some work, too.
Yeah. And I think that through the daily routine, there's so much going on, mm-hmm. so much running around. Couples forget to have fun.
Yes.
And, you know, have a date.
Yeah.
So, and that is very important to keep the couple together and, you know, connected.
Yeah, that is true. Well, we are going to take a short break. So thank you for sharing this important information. And we'll be back to talk more about divorce ministry. So stay tuned. couples don't understand the beauty of natural family planning because of misinformation of its effectiveness for achieving or postponing a pregnancy, or they have never been told about how it works. Marriage Ministries has created an easy way for couples to learn about NFP. It is available on a website called learnnfponline.com and is a course that teaches the Billings ovulation method on demand, so you can work through it at your convenience. Through this online course, couples will watch a video of the science, rules, and application of the method with a testimony from a young couple using NFP successfully. If you are working with engaged couples, preparing for marriage yourself, or are already married and would like to draw closer to your spouse, check out Learn NFP Online for yourself. Go to learnnfponline.com or marriageministries.com today. And we're back with some final words from our guest, Maribel Torres, about divorce ministry. We were kind of talking about, before the break, some of the resources that are out there for couples to strengthen their marriages, as well as couples in a second marriage. So one of the things that I wanted to mention that's on our website is like there's a six dates program that parishes can do in the parish, mm-hmm. where they have like an actual date night and talk about something together. And I think then they go out to dinner. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, it's pretty much, you know, time to have fun.
Yes. You know? Yeah. There's a lot of creative ways to figure out. And even I was thinking about parishes having babysitting for kids mm-hmm. for those 2 hours. So maybe an hour of that time being spent with other couples talking about faith in their relationship. And then the other hour would be going out to dinner with one, you know, individually. So they spend time together and offering babysitting at the parish.
Right.
What an awesome thing that would be. So tell me more about other resources.
Well, one of the resources that I highly recommend is the Catholic Couples Checkup. It's an inventory to highlight what are the strengths in the relationship and also to see what are the areas of challenge. Mm-hmm. And what I like specifically of Catholic Couples Checkups is that there's three different types of inventories. One is for dating couples, another one for engaged couples, and another one for married couples.
Oh, that's great.
See, and then for individuals that, for example, if they are already divorced, but, you know, they have gone through the grieving process and they feel they're ready and they want to start dating. I mean, just having that tool available that they can, you know, whenever they feel they're ready and, you know, both of them want to, you know, do it, then they can do the inventory as a way to see, you know, is there potential in this relationship?
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
And even for those who have been married for 17 years, they can take it as a way of, like you said, taking a little thermometer. How are we doing? What do we need to work on? How can we improve this relationship?
Yeah. When I think about the Catholic Couples Checkup, I think about, like, you know, our annual performance review.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we always have to, once a year, see how we're doing and, you know, acknowledge what we're doing well and keep doing that, or change some things that maybe we can do better and, you know, in different ways. So it's pretty much kind of like the same to see how's the marriage going.
Well, we take our cars in to check the oil. We take our children to the doctor once a year. You know, why would we neglect such an important relationship too? Because whatever we're doing in our homes, our children are watching too. We're molding and shaping them for their marriages and for their relationships too. Mm-hmm. And if we're not taking the time, then that's the model that they're watching and seeing too.
That's right.
So, and that's on the website.
All this, yes. The other ones that I'm going to mention, they're also on the Marriage and Family Ministries website, which is www.familyministries.org. And so another tool, I would say, it's through the Family Bridges. They provide educational programs for married couples, for adults, singles, and they also have programs for teenagers.
Oh, that's so that, great.
Yes, about relationship, about how to build and maintain healthy relationships.
Yeah, they're getting bombarded from society on all different ends on relationships, and we really want to have a voice of what faithful relationships mean and be that countercultural voice. So that's fantastic.
Right, right.
Very good.
And you mentioned about for step families and that have children from another relationship, but then again, the Family Life Blended, it's another resource, is highly recommended for couples, for second marriages with children.
That's great too. So if someone wanted to contact you, Maryvale, what is your number?
312-534-8353.
One more time.
312-534-8353.
That's great. And so many good resources on the website, www.familyministries.org. Go and check that out. There's resources for engaged couples, married couples, those going through divorce. There's so much support out there, and going to the webpage really does help. Yeah. Any last words for couples?
Well, in general, I'm happy to speak to anyone that calls the office for if they're interested in starting a divorce support group.
That's great.
Or if they need resources, I'm glad to speak to them and help them as much as I can.
Wonderful. What a gift to have you in the office, and what a gift to have you serving the Archdiocese, Maryvale, for so many years, too, 17
years.
It was
a pleasure.
Thank you so much for sharing the information about your ministry. And as Pope Francis has said, the family is the foundation of coexistence and a remedy against social fragmentation. So we know how the Pope feels about family and what a wonderful support we have from the top down. And we must do everything we can as a church to support, walk with, and nourish married couples and families, no matter what situation they're in and what you're doing with your ministry. So just a few words. Again, go to our website, familyministries.org, for more information about programming and events. If you're interested in learning more about natural family planning online, go to Learn NFP online today. And if your parish is interested in finding better ways to strengthen their family, go to our website and find out about Strong Catholic Families, Strong Catholic Youth Initiative. So, and thank you for listening. We'll see you next month. God bless.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.